With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Kamala Harris has reportedly selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to be her running mate. More from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Walz was said to be one of the vice president's three finalists for the job, along with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona. He's considered to be more politically liberal than the other top contenders for the VP slot. In Minnesota, the 60-year-old Walz signed into law sweeping protections for abortion and transgender rights. He is a military veteran, a former high school teacher and coach, who served 12 years in Congress before becoming governor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says Harris's running mate doesn't change her record. He says it's her policies that matter the most.
She is the person who's worsened the inflation crisis. She is the person who's made groceries less affordable. Kamala Harris has made our country less safe, and Kamala Harris has opened the American southern border. No running mate is going to allow her to run away from a really bad record for the American people.
Vance was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network's The Hugh Hewitt Show. Also at SRNNews.com, National Hurricane Center senior hurricane specialist Richard Bash says wind isn't as much of an issue with Tropical Storm Debbie as the rain is.
We're expecting very heavy rains over portions of the southeastern United States. Rainfall totals as high as 30 inches may occur, and that's going to lead to catastrophic flooding across parts of southeastern Georgia and the eastern half of South Carolina and southeastern North Carolina through Friday.
Debbie responsible for at least five deaths. On Wall Street, the Dow had 481 points, the Nasdaq adding 290. This is SRN News. An atheist group goes after a religious organization. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation has filed a formal complaint with the Internal Revenue Service seeking to have the tax-exempt status of the Catholic League revoked. The foundation accuses the League of dabbling in politics because of a series of social media posts that point out Vice President Kamala Harris's support for abortion and the LGBT agenda. The League says it has First Amendment rights and will not stop posting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man's use of the women's locker room at a suburban St. Louis gym is prompting protest and calls for an investigation. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the man joined the gym late last month. Now protesters calling for a boycott and an investigation by the state's Republican Attorney General. Lifetime Gym says the man provided a driver's license listing him as a female. This is SRN News. The Department of Homeland Security program under the microscope.
Concerns of fraud are causing the Department of Homeland Security to pause an immigrant sponsorship program. It's called the Parole Program, and it was set up a couple of years ago and encouraged people to fly into the U.S. instead of crossing the border if sponsors agreed to provide financial support for 2 years. The parole program was used by people in Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela.
That's Tasha Stevens. The Department of Energy announcing $2.2 billion in funding for 8 projects across 18 states to strengthen the electric grid against increasing extreme weather, advance the transition of cleaner electricity, and meet a growing demand for power. The money will help build more than 600 miles of new transmission lines and upgrade about 400 miles of existing lines. More details at SRNNews.com.